Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that covers all things Ashes of Creation related. I am Ferenczi, your variety MMO gamer, as always, joined by my brother Subjective. And if you're not familiar with the podcast, we, we break down tons of information about dev streams, conversations, and all the goodies that you can kind of expect to see for Ashes of Creations that we're here for. And if you enjoy what we're doing, again, I'm just going to throw it in here early. Like the video if you're on YouTube, subscribe for future videos. We'd love to have you join our Discord as well. We're always interested in what you have to say. And we're going to start off kind of as we always do these days. And just what have you been up to? What have you been playing, Sub, this week?
A little bit of Overwatch 2, 7 Days to Die version 1.0 went into experimental build, so I've been messing around in that. And that's pretty much it right now.
Nice. I didn't realize it had gone experimental. That's pretty cool. That's a big update. Yeah, for me, I finally, as I mentioned last week, I was playing through GTA 5. I finished that. I'm now working on...
Wow.
Yep, I know. It
says, can I just ask you, sure. What'd you think of it?
That's pretty good. Honestly, I don't know. Like, I know at the time it got released, it got crazy good reviews. And I thought, I don't know, I kind of liked like GTA 4 a little bit better personally. Just like the story and stuff like that, I thought was a little bit more interesting. But I mean, it was good overall. I mean, GTA game, they obviously put a ton of effort into it. But I don't know. GTA 4 was a lot more fun for me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some people don't like the whole character switching all the time, but... I like GTA 5. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, still a really good game. And now I'm working on 100%ing Spider-Man right now, which is one of my favorite games. I love just kind of zooming around the travel mechanics in that game. So that's a lot of fun, too.
Nice.
Yep, so keeping me busy. So weekly updates for anything Ashes, and in this case, a little bit about us related. We have the developer update this Friday, and the focus is going to be on server meshing technology. They did promise it was going to be tech heavy, and I definitely think it sounds like it's going to be. So that'll be an interesting one to react to. I don't consider myself like an expert in like the tech side of things, but I know from like other games, like server meshing is a pretty huge deal. Kind of making sure everything functions well, like on a big server with a lot of people. So that'll be kind of interesting to hear what they give us then. We're also on the podcast side of things. You may see the podcast release on slightly different days. We're kind of testing out and experimenting different days to see maybe what works best or maybe what works best for you all. So if you have any suggestions, please let us know. Right now, the past week and this week, they're going to come out on a Wednesday, right? And we'll just kind of play around with that and see how that goes. So just, you know, be on the lookout. Still planning once a week for the most part, but just maybe on different days. So just keep an eye out for that. And on that note, though, we're going to be putting out a podcast this Wednesday, obviously about freeholds is what we're here talking about today. And then Friday after the dev stream, we're going to kind of do a reaction podcast and kind of talk about anything that we picked up there that was interesting. And because we're doing two podcasts in 1 week, we're sort of taking off next week. Sub and I are both huge fans of Games Done Quick, GDQ, and SGDQ is next week. If you've never checked it out, highly recommend it. It's for charity. People are speed running games. It's super cool. It's definitely worth checking out next week if you have a chance. And I'm going to be pretty glued into that. I know you probably will be too. So kind of taking not necessarily a week off because we're doing two podcasts this week, but just a heads up. You probably won't see something drop next week exactly.
Yep, I love GDQ.
Yeah, it's hard to dislike something that sports charities. It's gaming. It's pretty fun. It's a really good time. So I'll definitely be all in on that next week. But this week,
I just want to say one thing about that. I'm not a speedrunner, but I love watching GDQ.
Oh yeah, I'm not either. It's just watching people do the crazy things that they do on GDQ is just a lot of fun to watch. So even if you don't like speedrunning necessarily, doing it yourself. I definitely recommend tuning in and see all these people that find all the glitches and shortcuts and stuff that you can find in games. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
But this week we are talking freeholds, as promised, kind of again finishing out basically the month of June, kind of dealing with the economy, crafting, all these different things. And freeholds are a pretty big deal. Maybe like the pinnacle of like what you can kind of achieve in terms of like player housing and crafting in a lot of ways. So we're going to dig into a little bit. We have like a lot of questions and things and that we kind of looked at. There's a lot of information on freeholds. There's actually a developer update they did a while back. That was kind of interesting where they showed a freehold, but they also did like a kind of like a presentation, like a slides presentation, which is kind of interesting. So kind of give information, but not, it wasn't necessarily all in game either. But freeholds, if you're not familiar, they're kind of, again, like player housing, player land that you have access to. They're going to be pretty limited, right? So not everyone is going to have access to a freehold. We'll kind of get into some of the numbers maybe, but you know, they mentioned having like 10,000 player servers ish and maybe like a few thousand will have access to it, and you know, 2,000, 3,000, who knows, but right, so it's relatively a small percentage, or a lot of people won't have access to it. They're unique because you can do things on them that you cannot do anywhere else, such as master and grandmaster processing, which we talked about last week, if you haven't seen, when we're talking about crafting, right? Those are kind of like the two highest pinnacles of like any profession, and so you can only do that if you have a freehold, or you have to find somebody that does have a freehold that gives you access, or you pay for it. So that's pretty cool there. And there's also, and we're just kind of mentioning this as a side note, but, there are guild freeholds as well, but we're not really getting into those today. So we're just kind of focusing mainly on like the normal freeholds that you can kind of have and access and get to yourself. So we're going to kick into it right here. And just kind of start it off by, based on like all the research we've done, based on what we've kind of seen, what do you think of like the freehold system in Ashes? So,
I love it. I love these just like little plots of land that you can kind of customize and, you know, choose what you want. You know, it's kind of like, think of it as like the nodes, but like small scale and like just a small amount of players can run it, right? Like you can choose what buildings you want on it yourself without, you know, having someone like the leader of the node choosing the buildings. Obviously, you still want, you know, the nodes to have the proper buildings, but the freeholds sound like they have a good place in the game, and maybe even where you place them may play a role in like money making opportunities. I was reading on the wiki for Ashes that maybe your freehold is near a hot spot for grinding mobs or something, or you know, grinding high level mats to kill, where you kill mobs, you get high level mats or something, and maybe you want to put a potion vendor at your freehold if it's near there, and you know, they'll know that as a one stop shop to come get potions before they head into the wilderness to start farming, you know, mats or whatever. It's like, it's just a really cool little thing I read on the wiki I wanted to point out, and just that fact, like I said, we have a lot to see of this system, obviously. But, you know, I'm hoping they allow some really cool ideas like that where you can place them. Maybe you could place a freehold near water and offer ship services. Like I said, there's a lot of info we don't know about this system. There is quite a bit, but obviously it's going to evolve over time. But I really want to see, like I said, I really want to see what kind of stuff they let us do, like I said. And, I mean, I guess that will lead off to you. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely with you. I love the idea too of it being maybe more like there's like a strategic element almost, like based on where you're placing it. Like you kind of mentioned, like maybe there's like mobs out there, or maybe it's by the water, and you do like, I don't know, you make ships or whatever, right? There's some element of like strategic like placement. I think that'd be really cool. Kind of the only way I've experienced something similar has been in Star Wars Galaxies and Arc Age. Star Wars Galaxies was a lot more, you just place, you know, a building, and I think there was like guild areas like that could have certain types of buildings too, but for the most part it really was just about like just put your plot down, your land down wherever you could possibly find it, put your harvesting things down wherever you can find it. So like the fact that there could be a little bit more of like a strategic element to it, I think is really, really cool. As for freeholds, like as a whole concept, I love it. Like I said, it kind of focuses it, like the whole like player housing thing, I think a little bit more. I also think it's one of those things too, like for the, you know, the people that are going to be playing the game like a lot, it's, you know, it's something to grind towards. It's something to really like progress towards. It's something that like, you know, it's probably going to cause people to like team up and group up, and like, you know, there's like this family element like in Ashes of Creation, so you're going to like have your little families, and people have access to your freehold if they're in your family potentially, right? So there's this whole kind of, it seems like a big like almost end game element to it, which I think is really important and something that goes beyond just like, you know, PvP, PvE. And it sounds incredibly like beneficial too, obviously. We're going to talk about like all the different types of benefits throughout. But like, for example, like one benefit is you could put a house down and you could put a lot more rather than like an apartment or kind of like structured player housing within like a node. Right. You're going to have be able to put in a lot more furniture and things like that. And if you don't know, furniture in Ashes of Creation has like mechanical and tangible benefits to it. So like I love that. Like to me, it just makes the game so much more interesting. And I can't wait to see like how people are going to like, you know, customize, you know, their freeholds. Like, how are they going to like maximize like the benefits of it? Like the placement of it is all going to be really cool. So I just can't wait to see it unfold.
Yeah. Again, I just want to say like, I just thought of a good like way to compare freeholds. Like freeholds almost sound like a player housing lot, but it's like, you can share, think of it like as sharing it with a group of a bunch of people you could designate as family, but it's more than just putting a house down. You can put a house down that you all share, right, and have permissions to, but you can also put down a couple artisan buildings. Like, I don't know, maybe you want to specialize your freehold in blacksmithing, and you could put down a blacksmith there, a master blacksmith where only they could do that there, or you could put down like ore processing there. Like I said, but like that kind of, it's like housing, it's much more deeper than housing, and I feel like it's a little bit more group oriented than housing, because it's like, I feel like if you're going to get a freehold, that the freeholds are probably dedicated towards more like a small group of players that are really close to each other than say just a static house in the world, which might be for one person.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely, like I said, I think it really is like a good kind of progression point. And like you mentioned, like if you're a solo player, I mean, I could never rule anything out. Some people can go crazy and go hard at the game, but it definitely sounds like it's going to be something you're going to have to at least have like a small group for, or maybe even like a medium sized group potentially to have a shot at, right? Because we did kind of mention that, you know, 10,000 player ish servers potentially, and like they'd mentioned, like a few thousand of people are going to have access to freeholds. So that's, you know, again, if you're roughly judging, that could be, you know, anywhere from like 10 to like 30%, right? And so like potentially up to, you know, 90 to 70% of, you know, the server isn't going to have a freehold, at least themselves, right? They could join a family, maybe get access to a freehold that way. They can access freeholds as like a service potentially. Right. So it's going to be, I think that's probably going to be the one thing that might irk some people, is like the fact that maybe it's going to be a little bit, I don't want to say gate kept, but like you might have to, you know, be in a group for it. And some people are solo players, and you might have to potentially be maybe even like a guild or like a, you know, have like a small group to kind of access to it and play a decent bit. So I could see maybe that being the one holdup. But I just love it as like, again, something else you can kind of progress in, something else you can focus in. And again, you mentioned like you're going to get some cool benefits, like maybe being able to gather certain things, like kind of low tier items in it, which I think is really cool. Like just kind of, you know, the comparison that I can only think of is like Arcage, where there wasn't really a freehold system per se. There was designated areas that you could place a house in. And it was absolute chaos, and it was like jam packed because it, you know, you're trying to place it near your guildmates and your friends, and like you just kind of had to get lucky, and it was like a bum rush to like get your house down. It was really, really tough. So that's what I'm hoping, that like maybe by making it a little bit harder to access, like you have to complete a quest to do it, and then you got to go through like an auction process. But hopefully by being maybe a little bit harder, it'll lead to like, in the long run, and not being like an RNG thing, like, oh, we got lucky and placed our house down or like our farm down, and it'll be actually something that like, hey, like we actually worked really hard for it and we gained a lot of benefits because of it.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on what you said, and like it's not kind of, I mean, I'm sure some solo players may be able to nab a freehold, and like I said, Ashes is going towards a more traditional MMO route, so like you may end up starting the game solo, and you may end up finding a bunch of people to play with because you're going to know everyone on your server, and you may end up, you know, having access to a freehold, and you may become friends with someone and they have a freehold, and they may let you have permissions to do things there for free or whatever. So I mean, I don't think it rules everyone out. Like I said, a lot of MMOs tend to cater to solo players these days, which is fine, but Ashes is trying to go back to the roots of the more traditional MMO, where a lot of people do rely on each other to get the most out of the game, right? So, like, that's kind of why I'm in for Ashes. I kind of miss that. Like, as an old school MMO player, I miss that. And like I said, Ashes is not shooting for everyone. I do hope there is enough solo stuff to do in Ashes, but I mean, it's not really geared towards those players.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of a side note, but I think it's a really good one because, like, maybe this would be another topic entirely, but like, I do like that. Like, I like that Ashes is pushing back again towards that, like, massively multiplayer, that, like, social dynamic in MMO. And like, I get, like, having some soloable content, like, because, you know, like, sometimes you log on and maybe your guildmates aren't on, your friends aren't on, whatever, like, you need something to do. So I think, like, having some soloable content in that in the game is good, but like, I think pushing players to, like, the more social aspects, in this case, like a Freehold, right? You probably, again, I'll never say never, right? There's always people in games and MMOs, like, they'll figure out the most crazy optimal way to do something, and they'll figure out some way to get a Freehold by themselves. Maybe that's possible, I don't know. But at the same time, you know, I like the push more towards, like, these social type things. Like, Freehold really is, I think, going to be really social, right? There's, you could put down a tavern and, like, have people congregate, and there's, like, benefits to, like, going to a tavern and kind of socializing and having a good time in there. It reminds me again of Star Wars Galaxies, where there's a whole class in the game that was called, I think it was the Entertainer class, and you could be, like, a musician, a dancer, whatever, and, like, this, even though it may sound silly, it was a very social role, right, because you were constantly kind of in cantinas and, like, things like that. It was very social. You were talking with people, but, like, it was also mechanical too, because, you know, so there was this kind of link between the social and the mechanical, which I hope we'll kind of see with, like, Freeholds and things like that, because, you know, they gave you buffs and, like, they got rid of, I think, I forgot what it was called, but, like, you could, like, get reduced health and, like, stamina and stuff like that. So they were kind of necessary in that way too. But I like that personally. And I really hope, and this is nothing against, I know there's solo players out there probably listening, but I really think that, you know, maybe just Ashes may not be the MMO for you. Like, if you're more into, like, soloing, there's other ones out there, but I really hope, like, a push towards, you know, social elements and kind of grouping up and working together and relying on each other is going to be something that Ashes focuses on. And hopefully Freehold is going to be kind of like the pinnacle of that, along with some other things as well. Like, you know, being a mayor and, you know, maybe doing castle sieges and things like that.
Yeah. I think there will be stuff for, like I said, not trying to go too off the rails here, but I do think there'll be plenty of things for solo players to do in Ashes. I mean, or they could add stuff in the future. So, I mean, yeah. I guess we'll see.
If Freeholds could offer, like, some of that content too. My dream scenario is, you know, if, like, say me, you, and a group of people have, like, a Freehold, like, say you guys aren't on or whatever, like, and we've got a Freehold, like, hey, I can just log in and like, do some, like, gathering. Like, maybe it's, like, farming, maybe it's milking cows, like, I don't know, do some processing, whatever, like, that can be, like, my solo content, like, something I can just kind of log in, like, maybe I don't have a ton of time to, I can just kind of have access to that. So hopefully Freeholds will kind of provide some of that too, like the solo content.
Yeah, or I mean, it may be possible, I'm not 100% can confirm this, but it seems like you could place, if you own a Freehold, you can rent out player stalls to players so they can sell their goods to other players at your Freehold. So I mean, I guess there could be ways to benefit other players as well. So it's just like, it's like how all the systems work together. So, you know, maybe you can rent out some of the services. Maybe you have a fishery in your Freehold and, you know, a solar player can come along and pay a small fee and they can fish in your Freehold or something. So they're not left out. There's still ways there. They don't, but, you know, we got to see how it works out. But hoping those things will be possible.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely think, like, there's going to be benefits for solo players, even if you don't have a Freehold. Like you kind of mentioned previously, like, what if there's a potion shop, right? That could benefit you as a solo player if you're grinding mobs, if you're collecting resources, doing whatever. And, like, you know, there's a Freehold that sells potions. Like, boom, that's, like, a big benefit to you, is, like, having access to that. So even though you may not own the Freehold, hopefully it's, like, something that, you know, someone next to you or, you know, someone near you
or hear me out, maybe someone who's a really good potion crafter notices the placement of your Freehold's good, but he's a solo player, right? and he sells you the potions to sell to the players coming out there, or you find a way to make it work out, and he still makes out as a solo player. So there's all these hypotheticals that could possibly work, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of all possible by like a system like this, where it's pretty open, it's, you know, customizable, it's, you know, interesting in that way. But so there is some mention, so we know things will be available in Freeholds. Like, we're gonna have access to, you know, different shops and services, some of which have been detailed, but I don't think all of them have. Like, we know, for example, you can build a tavern, which can have different perks and things that can be done with that. There's going to be access to, you know, processing stations, so you can kind of process potentially your ore. But, like, I guess kind of projecting forward, like, what are you, like, hoping to kind of see from that? Or just, like, what kind of, like, I don't know, types of services and shops would you like to kind of see in a Freehold? Or, again, just, like, you know, what's kind of your hope from that system?
Well, I go back to Dark Age of Camelot back way in the day when they first added player housing. It was a little, I think it was a little different than how it's going to work in Ashes, but like, you could buy like a gigantic house, right? And you could have a couple merchants on the outside where you put items on it to sell. So those, that is one thing I definitely want to see, like, in Freeholds, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be there. You'll be able to set up your own player shop there, and you don't have to be online. Like, you just like put an item on an NPC, and then we'll put the price there, and we'll sell it. And when you get online, you just collect your money or whatever. That's awesome. Customization is awesome. It looks like you can do like different skins for your buildings. You can, obviously, everyone will have a different type of Freehold. Like we talked about, maybe someone has a full gathering Freehold for low tier masters, or just like sell access to the farm or fishery or whatever, if you can do that. Some people might just have a full process in Freehold, be like, you know, they're near like high end ore, and maybe they just put up a process in for ore there, and they sell access to that, so they don't have to run across the world or something. I'm just interested to see what, again, it's like what players do with it, right? Yeah. Like I said, we know that there's going to be strategic placements of some Freeholds. Some might be near higher end ore, some might need be near high end lumber, blah blah blah. Some might be near the coast, and maybe you can do some fishing there. But you know, I just want to, like, I could spend all day running around to see what people set up, you know, what people are selling. It gives you a reason to go around and be like, oh, maybe this guy has a better deal than this guy at his Freehold. And, you know, and then you eventually find a good Freehold to chill out with, and you buy stuff from that guy, and maybe you make a friend, and maybe he gives you discounts, and maybe he lets you have access to your Freehold eventually if you're a solo player. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with you. Like, I think vendors essentially are confirmed, like NPC type vendors selling on Freeholds, which is awesome, right? That was in Star Wars Galaxies as well, where you could like have like a little kind of NPC shop there, and you could sell stuff. Again, I think it's just great for the economy. Again, it's also something like, hey, I'm not actually playing the game, but I can have a benefit to, like, you know, still my presence is still kind of there, right? I can sell things, I can make money, I can make gold, which is really beneficial, obviously, by, you know, hard work I put in when I am on, right? So I think that's really cool. I think like some of the stuff you mentioned again is pretty cool. I'm really like, for in terms of like services and shops, like I'm really interested in like, again, I know you said this a lot, but like the social element, like what, like, so particularly like the taverns, like I think that has a potential to be really, really cool. I had so many like fun conversations in, you know, Star Wars Galaxies in the cantina, just like joking around with people, you know, just talking with them. And I know there's even mention, gosh, I think we talked about it, I don't know if it was during player housing or like some other episode, where there's going to be like tavern games, like within like these taverns, so like another way, like I think there's even mention, like you can kind of like, you know, within game money currency, obviously gamble and bet, like whether there's like poker or whatever. Like, to me, that just sounds awesome. Like, I don't ever gamble real money, but like just like going in there and like having fun with like your friends or meeting some new people, like playing some tavern game, darts, whatever, like making bets, like that just sounds like fun and silly. And so things like that, I think are going to be really interesting. And one thing that we haven't discussed too much, and there's actually, you know, images on the wiki out there. There's going to be progression systems too. So like you're going to have like decision making opportunities on the type of freehold that you want to develop. So if you place down, you know, like a tavern, like there's certain benefits you can lean into. Like I don't want to like say anything accurate. So this is kind of like, you know, just me like saying like one of them could be like, you know, if you stay at my tavern, you get more rested XP, right? Or something like that. Or if you stay at this tavern, you get like a little buff, right? So there's these ways that like you can also kind of like progress and like get these extra benefits as well from having like freeholds and buildings in that freehold and kind of like customizing your freehold and really making it about what you know, really customized to what you want to do, which again, I think is going to be really cool too. Cause like you mentioned, like maybe it's, you know, freehold on the water and it's like, you know, it's like a shipbuilding place and there's like, you know, maybe there's certain services towards fishermen. So it's like an on a kind of decked out for a specific purpose, like related to like the ocean and exploring and like, you know, things like that. I think that would be like awesome based on how you customize it too.
Yeah. I was just speculating on those types of freeholds. I don't know if they exist. I tried doing a little digging on that, but I hope so. So also when we were talking about the taverns, I believe there's voice or location proximity based voice over IP in the tavern, so it'd be a good place to hang out and
I think it's like taverns and like I don't know, group couple chat other things.
I'm not I can't not remember all of them. I believe taverns is one of them.
Yeah, I know there's no like world chat, so you don't hear someone screaming as you're kind of walking through the world at certain places like taverns.
But yeah, like maybe you want to do that. Yeah, I mean it'd be fun just to like maybe you run a little gambling business at your tavern and make some money off of it, right? You charge a fee. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I try to do as much reading on freeholds. There's tons of stuff. There's also tons of stuff we don't know. So I'm throwing out some ideas at the same time as what we do know. And yeah, like I said, I hope there's maybe they even have like pirate freeholds or like. I mean, like,
that'd be cool.
I hope they go down this path. I have not seen anything about that, but it would be cool if they had like maybe just pirate freeholds or maybe even like right now I don't see anything about it, but maybe even corrupted freeholds. What if like corrupted players wanted to gather in a place and
like a bandit camp? Yeah,
a bandit camp type of thing. That would be kind of cool. I mean, I don't know how far they want to go with these systems, like I said, but yeah, I mean, and it's cool. I guess you also can have a bigger house on a freehold too. That's another benefit, which is cool. So I guess if you have a group of a group of five players, you know, I guess you can have a big enough house for maybe each of you to have your own little personal space in there, hopefully. And, you know, I'm just, like I said, I got theory craft on this all day, but, you know, I'm hoping to see a couple interesting tidbits as this system evolves over the development of Ashes.
Yeah, for sure. And there's like the level of customization is a little uncertain. We do know there is going to be like progression based on like the buildings you have and potentially based on like the node you're in can kind of also help progress your freehold. So there's still a lot of unknowns, but we do know there is going to be like a progression element, which is going to be pretty cool. But that's where I'm excited, because anytime like I like skill trees because, you know, typically they force you to make a decision, right? Like I can do this or I can do that, you know? So there's going to be like that level of customization, which I think is pretty cool. I think it'll be kind of fun to see how, like which routes people go and how they kind of like customize their freeholds and the impact that they have like on the people that visit them and stuff. So,
hey, I found this little tidbit here on the wiki, a quote from a developer, I believe. It says right here, business change. There's no reason why you couldn't license your name to somebody else who also has a freehold and who also has an inn and work together. That's kind of interesting, huh?
So you can, we're going to get like chain restaurants in Nashes, I guess.
What are they, we're going to have a tavern chain business here.
Can't wait to see all the Chili's pop up across the server.
Come to Applebee's Tavern in freaking... It's just a great shit. Yeah. Oh my god.
We have 29 locations across
Era. I mean, that's That's kind of cool. You see, I'm cool, digging through the wiki as we do this podcast and finding these little things that are cool.
Yeah, hopefully there's some, you know, franchising opportunities for those who want to have a Chili's or an Applebee's in there. Their Vera server, wherever it is. But no, that's great. Like, I love that. Like, to me, again, anything gives players more control and customization and stuff like that, I think is really, really cool. But now we shift to a more ominous topic, because freeholds can actually potentially be destroyed, right? You know, this has to do kind of like with node wars and like sieges and all these different things. So there is the potential this hard worked thing that you got can potentially be lost. I think, again, this has really had to do with a lot of deep diving here. I think there's potential where if you kind of like your freehold gets attacked, you can potentially lose access to your freehold, or like there's a quest you can do to like try to like move it to another node. I don't know. It seemed pretty complex. It's probably something that would need to be like dived in a little bit deeper, potentially, or something you just have to experience. But there is at least a potential where you could lose your freehold. Like, and obviously something that's, you know, based on what we're talking about, everything we've kind of, you know, talked about and seen, like, that's kind of scary, because these are something I think that are gonna, you know, take a pretty big investment, both in terms of like money and also just terms of like time and effort and like all the decorations. So like, I don't know, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'll go over. So one, yes, your freehold could be attacked by another player or by any player for following a success. It has to follow a successful siege against the parent node. So
yeah.
Freeholds just can't be randomly attacked. So if your node, this gives you another reason to defend your node. Like, if you have a freehold in a node and your node is going to be attacked and you have a freehold, you're going to want to defend your freehold. You want to defend your node so your freehold doesn't get, you know, screwed up. There's that. And then the freeholds can be foreclosed on if you don't pay your taxes. So like, if a player stops playing the game, eventually a plot could open up for someone else. So there's those two ways of losing them. I'm so conflicted on this, because like, there is not, I really don't know how much information, like, from what I'm reading right here, I'm guessing you just lose the whole freehold. I'm not sure if you get any of the mats back from investing in it. I don't see that anywhere. It says it can be pillaged, like the materials, resources, including livestock, are able to be pillaged. It has not been decided which players get to loot the freehold during this period. So like, there's a lot of unknowns about attacking freeholds after you siege a node. So I'm kind of conflicted on this. At one, I love the thought of a high risk, high reward, right? I mean, I feel like if a node can be sieged, right, there's got to be a reason for you to defend it. Like you can't just have all these buildings and plots of land all around in the node and then, like, no one shows up to defend. You have to give them a reason to defend, right? Because the whole node is at stake. If it gets sieged and you lose that battle, then everyone loses. So, like, if everyone has a stake in it, like, their freehold could be lost, their player housing could be lost, like, stuff like that, then they have a stake in the fight, and that will hopefully get them to show up. So, I mean, I am for this, but I gotta see how often and how hard. I mean, I don't really know too much about it to really give a full coherent take on this. Like, I just, again, there's not enough info like on it right now.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from, but you know me, and if you guys have been listening to me at all, you'll know I'm very much in the I like setback. I like things to be maybe harder than they should be. I like challenge. I like setbacks. You know, I play a lot of Escape from Tarkov, which is, you know, largely about like setbacks and like dealing with that and dealing with like the loss of like things and items and things like that. So I love it. Like, I think it, to me, again, it gives like a real purpose to things, you know. Like, one of the reasons like initially I got so attached to a game like the DayZ mod when it came out was because, like, you know, it was really one of the first games really where like dying was like a massive setback, you know, in like games like Doom and, you know, just like any shooter really was like, oh, okay, I died. I respawn with my gear, or like I get put back a little bit in the level to a checkpoint or whatever. But like, you know, a game like DayZ, it's like, it's big, it's open. You can spend hours looting and then boom, just like that out of nowhere, you know, you get completely reset and you got to do it all over again. And I love that. Like, to me, that just added like so much consequence to like, oh my God, like I really, really care about this character. I care about my life. I don't want to just like, you know, it's not just like Call of Duty or Battlefield where I'm trying to get on like a, you know, a point to capture and I don't really care if I die. Like, this actually like really matters, and like I need to think about this. I need to like be strategic. So like it just completely added like a whole new level to like, you know, for me is like a game, like an experience. And like, I hope
Sure. Can I interrupt you on that one thought, because I did a little more digging on this, and I know what you're saying about you love that stuff, but I was reading a little farther and it says player housing is and designs and decorations are retained and can be placed again later if the housing is destroyed during node siege. Blueprints for homestead, business, and artisan freehold buildings, including progression and upgrades, are returned to the player. So it seems like if you are sieged, you will not lose any of your progression or upgrades. It's returned to the player. So it's, you lose the plot of land, I believe, but you do not lose anything else. You keep all the housing designs and the decorations and stuff like that. So it is a loss in a way, because you'll have to get another plot of land, but it seems like you're not going to lose everything.
Yeah, and it was kind of like I mentioned earlier, too. Like, it looked like there was potentially, like, a quest you could do, which is what I think lets you, like, kind of move your node to, like, another area or another node, potentially. So, again, a pretty big loss. And obviously, that's, they're not taking it to the extreme. You know, it's not Tarkov, it's not DayZ, but it's going to matter. Like, you're probably, and possibly, too, it could have a big factor. You know, things like we were talking about before, which was, you know, if you have like, if you're set up in a certain position, right, you're kind of strategically or tactically placed, right? Obviously, like that could be a huge loss if you kind of get driven out of the area. And, you know, if you set up your whole freehold around the idea like, hey, we're going to be like, you know, a place where adventurers can come in. Maybe there's a lot of mob farming around and like we're selling potions, we're selling, you know, buffs, whatever. I don't know. Maybe there's like a million different things they could sell, and then you get kicked out, and then like, you got to hope, like, based on the progression you have and what you've done, like, you can find another area that fits that need, too. So, right, that's something
exactly.
Could be a little bit scary, potentially.
Losing the land alone could be a pretty big blow, because, like I said, if it's in a specific area and you set it up that way, and you might not be able to find one again, so.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that can be a little scary, but I love that. Like I said, like, the whole idea of, like, that just means I'm going to fight that much harder when there's a node war or, you know, someone's attacking my freehold. Like, I'm going to do everything I can to, like, try to, like, survive and, you know, try to, like, get through that. So I love that. To me, it just makes the game that much more fun when there's really something pushing you to, like, you know, you've got something on the line, right? And so that'll be pretty cool, or something I'm excited for.
I mean, that's how the game's designed. I mean, like I said, like Steven said it many times, if you don't like PvP, yeah, there's ways for you to avoid it, but like this is a PvX game, and like there's going to be a lot of battles, there's going to be a lot of fighting, there's going to be a lot of losses and victories and all that kind of stuff. It's not like queuing up in a battleground in World of Warcraft or something, and you know, you lose a battleground, and it's just like, oh well, I didn't get enough points to buy my armor. I mean, they're giving you reasons to not only invest in time, but invest in your node and invest in defending your node. Like, if you have something to lose, that gives you a better reason to want to defend. Because otherwise, what's the point of defending? The node just flips to whoever else conquers it or whatever, and then life goes on. This is giving you a reason to fight. Like otherwise, eventually, just all nodes would fall, right? If you didn't have a reason to defend or fight for your node, because everything would just be like, oh, it just flipped to a different owner. I keep everything, right? And then life goes on, right? But, I mean, it's not how it's going to work, because whoever attacks the node might be like, you know, screw that. I want everything. I want all the freeholds free, so they just go burn them all down or whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just, yeah, really, it's just like I said, the anything that adds kind of like whether it's like a game mechanic or it's like I don't know, like sentimental mechanic, which I think there's going to be a lot of that with, you know, Ashes and Freeholds, right? You've put a lot of work into this, you know, like Kerbal Space Program, one of my favorite games ever. Like there wasn't really big consequences potentially for like losing your astronauts or Kerbonauts, but for me there was, because I love them and I didn't want anything to happen with them. So like, you know, if I stranded them on the moon, I was going to go rescue them and save them. So like, however they can do it, whether it's like mechanical or it's like sentimental or it's, you know, maybe I don't know, like strategy based, like, you know, I've got my Freehold in a certain area, I really can't get pushed off of it. Yeah, whatever works to kind of like challenge people in that way is, I think, pretty cool. But yeah, Freeholds are pretty exciting. I can't wait. Like it definitely for me, again, someone who is really interested in crafting and like the artisan stuff, I think it's going to be like, that's going to be something like more so than like a PvP title or something, like a high PvP title or like things like that, is going to be something I really want to achieve. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I don't know. Is there anything else you wanted to dig into for, Freeholds, or do you want to call it there?
Not really. Again, like I said, talk about it all day, but I got to see it in action in Alpha 2, and we'll see how it develops, and hopefully, I mean, it sounds great on paper, but, you know, till we get it in our hands and we see how these systems develop over the course of Alpha 2 and Beta and stuff, it's really just what we know from the wiki right now.
Yep. And yeah, that's still exciting. Definitely one of the more exciting things, I think, to look forward to and try out in Alpha 2, whenever that will be, hopefully, fingers crossed. But again, so if you're not familiar, again, this podcast should go live on Wednesday. And then on Friday, again, they're going to have the developer update, which is server meshing. We're going to do a quick podcast after that and hopefully get it uploaded on Friday as well. And then, again, not really taking a week off. We're doing two podcasts essentially in 1 week. We're going to be watching Games Done Quick. You should watch it too, because it's awesome and it supports charity. So that's kind of what the how the rundown will be. So you'll still get kind of two podcasts. They're just going to be kind of grouped up together in this 1 week. And server meshing, yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I'm not super tech heavy, but I do. Again, I've heard server meshing and kind of seen it talked about by like every MMO, a lot of MMOs, a lot of games, you know. So it's a big deal. So I'm curious to see like what it kind of means, because, you know, it can lead to like bigger battles and stuff like that potentially, and kind of how it all plays out. So that should be pretty cool. I think server
it
machine.
Also, I just wanted to put my two cents in, because I know a bit about this. It also depends how they implement it. A lot of older MMOs implement server meshing based on like the zone you're in, like World of Warcraft, whatever zone you're in, it will mesh, like put you with a bunch of other players to fill up that zone. Whereas like Star Citizen takes it to the next level, where like you could shoot a bullet from one side, from one end of a ship to another end of the ship, and it could be all meshed and passed through each server. So like, I'm interested to see how Ashes is going to handle their version of server mesh, and just I want to see what they do with it, basically.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Like I said, tech heavy, it'll be interesting how we cover it. I don't know, like, it depends how much there is. I feel like this could be maybe a shorter dev stream, but you never know. Maybe they'll show off some stuff too related to server meshing. So maybe who knows, maybe we'll get a massive battle or something. But I mean, we already kind of got one with Nota Wars, so we'll see. Should be fun, and we'll definitely tune in, and definitely Friday, get ready to, we'll have a little reaction to it. And in case like you miss it or you just want a quick catch up, hopefully we can provide that for you. We are available, of course, on YouTube, and if you prefer to listen there, you're more than welcome to. We're also available on all major podcast platforms. Subscribe, like, comment, we'd love to hear what you have to say, truly. Join our Discord. Again, we'd love to get some more people in there so we can start chatting and talking about things. We don't just talk about Ashes or Creations. We are gamers. We play a lot of different things, so we'd love to have you in there. If you are listening on one of those podcast services, please leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you have to say as well. And yeah, that kind of wraps us up here, and looking forward to seeing you all for on Friday when we talk about the dev update, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you on Friday.